Part 2. Short Dialogues.
1.
What shall we do about checking out of the hotel tomorrow?
Why don't we meet in the lobby tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for breakfast, and then we can check out about an hour later. 2. I want to leave the hotel early in the morning to watch the sunrise. Why don't we order a wake-up call?
This pamphlet says to set a wake-up call, press 003 and the time on the clock next to the bed. So for 5:30, we press 003-0530. Easy.
3.
Hey, Bob, let's stay at this hotel. The rate is only $50 per night.
It looks a little too cheap. How about this one? We'll receive a complimentary meal if we stay for more than 2 nights.
4.
Look, Ken, there's a hotel up ahead. I hope they're not already fully booked.
Uh-oh. There's a sign there that says no vacancies. Let's keep driving.
5.
I'd really like to take Rover along with us when we go to the beach. I wonder if the motel would accommodate dogs.
I don't think so, Bob. But we're only staying overnight, so maybe the motel manager won't notice.
6.
I'm really worried about leaving my jewelry in my room. What should I do?
Give it to the front desk. They can put it into a safety deposit box for you.
7.
We can't carry all these bags by ourselves. Where's the bellhop?
There he is, standing in front of the kiosk. Let's call him over.
8.
I want to ask the people at the reception desk for a restaurant guide, but they seem really busy at the moment.
Why don't you ask the concierge? He's bound to know where all the good restaurants are. 9.
Nancy, why don't we book a room at this seaside hotel? There's a 12 o'clock late checkout time.
Okay, but I want to stay in a room with an ocean view.
10.
The conference runs from Wednesday, July 30th, to Tuesday, August 5th. How many executives are going?
Just Mr. Johnson and Mr. Drake. Amy, could you make a reservation for 2 single rooms for 6 nights? They'll be leaving on Wednesday morning, August 6th.